All right, Grapes, as we celebrate 31 years on the air, it was a long time ago. You were in the Dodgers organization, or they invited you, I think, to Welland, Ontario to try out. You were a center fielder.
You ever see the beautiful little stadium down at Welland? It is like a little gem down there, and the Dodgers took all the Canadians down there, and the Americans, I must say, from northern New York, and they had their top prospect go there to see what they do. And the guy said to me, you can hit with anybody, field with anybody, run with anybody, but like most Canadians, you don't have a good arm.
Back after this.
Hi, it's Pat Finelli from Pizza Pizza. Right now, get two medium pizzas with four toppings combined, two free dipping sauces, and six free Coke, all for only $18.99. Perfect for game night, a school night, or the office lunch. And ordering just got a whole lot easier. You can order from our award-winning mobile apps and even win more food. Click and pick Pizza Pizza today.
9-6-7-11-11-Pizza-Pizza. 9-6-7-11-11. You know who else is from Welland, Ontario? The great Paul Beeston, who runs the
Blue Jays.
And he
doesn't wear socks.
Never did, even in the winter. He doesn't wear
socks.
How come? I don't know.
You know where that came from?
No.
I'll tell you where it came from. When John F. Kennedy had a brother-in-law called Peter Lawford, the actor and everything. Peter Lawford come from England, and that was a big thing in England. The style, they'd always had their feet nice and tanned and everything. I remember reading the story about Peter Lawford's life, and John F. Kennedy saw him not wearing socks, so he started doing it. And when the president, you know, he was a glamour guy and everything like that, everybody, like Paul Beeston, thought it was cool not to wear socks. But don't forget, another guy never wore socks when he played, Bobby Orr. Did you know that?
What?
Never wore socks when he played. So I asked him one day, I said, how come you don't wear socks? He says, I get a better feel. And one day, what happened was he was playing junior. He forgot his socks, and they didn't give him any socks, so I was forced into it, and I liked it. And that's why Paul Beeston now doesn't wear socks, even in the winter. Figure that one out, folks.
Welcome to Hockey Night in England. This is a live broadcast of the Piccadilly Cup. And there's the whistle. Jolly good shot from the Cheshire chaps. Valiantly blocked by Essex. Wait a tick. There's been a dust-up between Helmsley and Cavendish. Gloves are coming off. And Helmsley has slapped Cavendish with his glove. The spectators are expressing their approval.
Some things just make more sense in Canada. Like a Subaru with symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive.
All right, Beeston's laughing. I can hear him. I was going to ask you.
What are you
going
to ask?
We talked about the Dodgers. We talked about Mantle and Michael Saunders earlier this week. Did you ever see Mantle?
I feel bad about Saunders, boy.
Where'd you see Mantle play?
I saw him playing in Yankee Stadium. It was unbelievable. The Yankee Stadium, just sitting in that place, it was something to feel. Just the feel there. You can smell the hot dogs. I don't know, the peanuts and everything. And the people. I was sitting up behind me and the people with the Bronx. Tough. You talk about tough. And the one thing you didn't do, I'll tell you, in New York and Boston, you never got up during the inning and walked out in the front, go to the bathroom or a hot dog. It was worth your life. And Brian, everybody asks why Mickey used to run around with his head down. Remember when he run around, everybody? And I found out in a little book of the thing, they asked him, why do you run with your head down? He says, because I feel I don't want to embarrass the pitcher.
That's a lot like the way Bobby Orr reacted after a goal.
Two greatest guys of all time.